This episode sponsored by Stuart Arango Oral Surgery. Learn more at saoralsurgeons.com. And Kathy L. Wall State Farm Agency. Learn more at kathylwall.com. And Tequila Comos, luxury tequila refined. Ask for it by name at Pogo, Specs, or your favorite liquor store.
Welcome to the Bubble Lounge. I'm Nellie Sciuto.
And I'm Martha Jackson. And Nellie and I talk to a lot of people, a lot of moms in the neighborhood over the course of the last few years. And we hear a lot of women saying, I don't know what's next. I'm like, I'm ready to do something new. Maybe they've been a stay-at-home mom. And they're just tossing around ideas and trying to figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah. And I felt that because, you know, I'm an empty nester now.
Yes.
And, you know, you start to think about reinventing, which is always important in life, to always be fresh and starting something new that you really love doing. And so I'm actually executive producing a series for AMC right now that I'm also in, et cetera. And it's been so exciting to actually be kind of behind the cameras and in front of the cameras at the same time and expanding my role outside of just acting.
Well, this was definitely my second chapter. You know, as the kids got older, I was like, okay, this whole stay-at-home mom thing has kind of run its course. What is next for me? And there was a lot of brainstorming and figuring it out. And I know that there's a lot of moms out there that are kind of in the same boat, trying to figure out what's next. Maybe they have a little bit more time on their hands, like you're saying, empty nester or whatever the scenario might be. But today is all about figuring out that second chapter.
Yeah, because I have a lot of friends who stopped working a long time ago, and now they're going back to work. They have different ideas they want to launch. They want to do something new.
Well, and I think it's never too late. Like, I don't,
exactly.
Like, don't let time or your age hold you back. Like, it's never too late to throw out a brilliant idea and just, like, go with it.
Yeah, and have the confidence. And today we have Laura Harbison on, speaking of confidence and reinventing.
Yes, Laura is a Park City's mom. She's a friend of mine. She started a new business right before COVID hit, and she's going to share a lot of her stories of just overcoming adversity, because her start didn't start so well. Like we said, like, COVID hit shortly after her store opened. She's going to share her story of how she got to her second chapter. Finding an oral surgeon is hard enough for yourself, and when it comes to your kids, it can feel impossible. We suggest our friends at Stuart and Arango, because from emergencies to wisdom teeth and everything in between, they have you covered. Stuart and Arango are board certified with MDs who specialize in full scope oral, facial, and implant surgeries for both children and adults. Not only is their office state of the art, they lead the industry with the most advanced techniques and procedures. And when it comes to safety, they are pediatric and adult advanced life support certified and use a 3-day local anesthesia, which keeps you comfortable while limiting the use of opioids. Best part is, they're conveniently located at Northwest Highway and Hillcrest Avenue. So if you want the best of Big D caliber oral care, come see the friendly staff at Stuart and Arango. To learn more about them or book your appointment, visit saoralsurgeons.com. That's saoralsurgeons.com. Laura, thank you so much for being here today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
So obviously, we are here to talk about you. But before we get to you, let's talk about the eclipse, because that was just a couple of days ago. What did you do for it?
Oh, the eclipse day was so much fun. I was lucky enough to be off that day, and I went out with my girlfriends, and we sat at the patio at Il Brocco and had a wonderful day. It was really super fun.
I thought it was so moving. I texted Martha and Sean afterwards, and I said, you know, just I was outside near Oaklawn. And there was a church there with all these people outside together. And it just sort of felt like, you know, it felt like I felt God's presence. Like,
oh,
it was so
amazing.
Quiet.
Yeah.
And I almost felt like people should all hold hands and walk across America.
Well, it was actually that kind of moment too at the restaurant, because people mm-hmm. were all cheersing and hugging. And it was kind of you're right. It was an experience, and you're with the people around you, even though you didn't know them. It was a really interesting, fun day.
Yeah, it was unifying.
Right.
That's
absolutely
what I felt.
I love
that. Kind of live
yep.
in a divisive world. So I thought it was very unifying.
That is exactly right.
No, that's 100% true, Nellie, because we just walked down to Burleson Park, you know, down by SMU, and we were sitting on a bench, and then two of our neighbors came and just like randomly walked up, and we didn't know to expect them. And they sat there and talked to us for a while. But then there was a stranger that was listening to our conversation, and she was commenting on it. It was really cute. And the very next day at Central Market, I was ordering deli turkey. And this stranger said to me, did you watch the eclipse yesterday? And she was so cute. Like, she was so excited about it. And we talked about that. So it was very, like, it really brought the community together, I feel like.
It did. And I went to the dentist afterwards because I could get in. Oh, yeah. And I was like, I'll take it. And so I went in, and my dental hygienist was telling me that she kind of is into Wicca. And Wicca? She said she lit candles and like all this stuff. And she felt like it sort of changed the rhythm of the world. It was just an interesting, my perspective was different, but it was an interesting perspective.
I love it. And then we had the big storm that evening, which was, wow, a lot.
Well, it was pretty cool that Mother Nature, I was so angry with her in the morning because it was all cloudy and gloomy and gross, much like it is right now. And she came through at the end. Yeah. Like
the clouds parted.
The sun came out.
Yes.
The clouds so parted. Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful.
And I say cute because I also saw the video of my kids at the stadium at Holland
Park. Yes, that was
high
neat.
School. And I mean, that moved me more, just watching the kids, the innocence of them and seeing them excited and smiling and laughing. And they were just like, oh my gosh. Like, it was just so cute to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the videos, especially of the younger kids, younger than ours, at the elementary school. They're just, they're oohs and ahs and excitement. It was so cool to experience.
And the traffic was wonderful.
That's why you sit still on a patio.
Exactly.
Well, let's get back to the purpose of our podcast
today. Back to Laura.
Laura, tell us about yourself and about your business.
Well, Laura Harbison is my name, and I own the Ozone Bar here in Dallas in Inwood Village on Lover's Lane. We do also have a second location in Plano, Texas, and we are soon to be opening our third in Houston, hopefully early June.
That is so exciting because you opened your location here, your first location, during COVID, right?
Well,
right before COVID.
Yeah, it was a crazy, crazy story. I originally started my career in pharmaceutical sales. So I, you know, worked for the large companies, J&J, Roche, Novartis, big, huge corporations. Did that for 23 years, and I finally took a leap of faith and decided to open my store in February of 2020. And then the next thing we know, the whole entire world shuts down. March 16th, 2020, we all pivoted and everything changed, and we had to, you know, close. And it was a really strange time.
So it was a very strange time. And that's actually how you and I met, as we were communicating constantly, just like leading up to your store opening. And I was so excited for you, couldn't wait for you to open. And poof, like basically a month later, COVID hits and everything shuts down.
Right. I mean, you can't even make the story up. Like, it was crazy. I was so excited and thrilled and beyond all of the emotions leading up to the store, like you and I were saying and talking about it, and the nerves, et cetera. And then COVID hit, and we all just had to take a pause and decide exactly what we would do next in order to get through this. Thankfully, we were lucky because some of our treatments are essential for pain. So we were able to stay open during that time, which, thank goodness, God was watching over us that day in that time. Because, you know, I'd quit my pharmaceutical job after 23 years and invested a lot of my own, you know, retirement and money and et cetera into the store. And so thankfully we were open, essential for pain. And, you know, of course, not many people were coming in. It was a very slow and scary time. But we were at least able to be open and earn some revenue during that time. I felt so sorry for some of my neighbors, like the restaurants and other businesses that weren't as lucky as we were. But I just feel like it was such an interesting time that everyone just found their way and had to pivot. And of course, I hated to see any of the businesses around me that were closing, for, you know, long term, because that happened quite a bit too. But the store is my pride and joy. I'm so, you know, thankful for it and love every second of being there. And of course, love our clients and customers. They're so, so much fun and bring me a lot of joy.
I wanted to give a personal thank you to our good friend and show sponsor, Kathy L. Wall State Farm Agency. We have known Kathy for more than 15 years, and there is no person we trust more when it comes to insurance than Kathy L. Wall. Kathy is always available to help you find the right insurance for your family needs. Whether it's covering your home, auto, or providing a life insurance policy tailored to the unique needs of families in Highland Park. My family trusts Kathy with our insurance, and we hope you will too. Please visit KathyLWall.com to learn more and let her know that Martha from the Bubble Lounge sent you. Well, I'm sure when you were going through COVID and everything that you wouldn't imagine that you where you are today and that you have a second location in Plano, you're opening up a third in Houston. So share that experience with us.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, especially due to COVID, if anyone had said you were having a second location a year and a half later, I would have said there's no possible way. So the fact that that did come to fruition was a huge, huge moment for us. And then, of course, this third location coming is just the most exciting news for us to be able to share that with people and let everyone know that we are coming to Houston and super thrilled to be there.
So you have two other locations now. What advice would you give to people? Because you've obviously expanded and grown your business. What advice would you give to people who are starting a business?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously just perseverance. I mean, there were times and they were dark, dark days during COVID that I thought, how are we going to get through this and how will we make it? And, you know, we weren't making a ton of money during those days, but we just were at least able to persevere and keep our employees employed and everyone on the payroll. Thank goodness. But I think it's just really hard work and just having a vision and never tilting from that and never wavering. Like, I've had so many opportunities to bring other services into our store and constantly being approached about new things that I could offer. But I really did hone in on four things that we do well. And I just had to be confident in my decision that I made from the very beginning with our mission and offering the four treatments that we do.
I'm a big fan of owning your own business. I know there's a lot of stress that comes along with that, but I worked in corporate America for many years and I was not very happy back then.
Right.
And I just want to know, like, tell me what the biggest benefits you feel are for doing your own thing.
Yeah, no, it was such a pivot for me. Just going, like I told you guys, pharmaceutical sales, having a manager, having several managers, you know, having lots of higher ups to answer to, especially when you're at a company like J&J or Roche or Novartis, those big ones. So being your own boss is the most exhilarating and terrifying experience. I mean, I know that if our store fails, it's all on my shoulder. It is certainly a very big challenge, but it is, you know, something that as a business owner, you wouldn't go into it, you know, ever expecting to fail. And so I think, you know, it takes a tough person to jump in and, you know, put your life savings or put your, you know, own funding. We are privately funded. We don't have any investors. So doing that and having the kahunas.
Yes. That's a good way to put it.
Is that a good way to put it? Sorry. To do it. And you know that if it fails, it's because of you. But you also know if it thrives and it does well, it's also because of you. So it's a really cool thing. But of course, I can't take the credit for all of this. My employees, I can't express to you how much I have the most incredible staff. And Martha, you've been in our store quite a bit. We have the cutest girls and sweetest. And some of them have been with us since the very day one before even COVID happened. And so it's because of them. I can't take all the credit for sure.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. You have amazing staff. But as somebody who has a hard time delegating and like letting other people take care of things, how did you get to that point of being a new business owner and just being able to turn things over to your employees?
Well, if you ask them, they would say I'm the biggest pushover on the planet. And that's either good or that's a curse. I'm not really sure, but I really do give them a lot of freedom because I trust them. And then I also want them to have a really nice working environment. I really have had very, very tiny, small amount of turnover. And it's usually just because they're moving on to a career. You know, I know, and I tell the girls this all the time, I know that working at the store is not a career for you guys, and I'm their biggest cheerleader, and I'm always the one that's like, you need a reference, you need a referral, I will have you walking on water, basically. What do you need in order to get this job? Because I want the best for them, too, because they've always given me the 100%.
I think that is probably your biggest secret to your success, is the way you're treating your employees,
yeah,
because that makes a huge difference, because then they're invested in it.
Yeah, we have a really good time, and we really do help each other. I mean, you know, cover for each other. Whatever's needed, I feel like we always have each other's back. And they know that. I mean, I'll be the first one to cry with them. I'll be the first one to laugh with them, celebrate them, anything that is going on in their life. And, you know, also give them a hug if they need it, whatever they need.
Ladies, in the whirlwind of your life here in the Park Cities, where you're always on the go, Finding a moment to enjoy a drink with your friends can be rare. Yet it's in these precious moments that you truly deserve to indulge in something exceptional. Introducing Tequila Comos, the epitome of luxury, crafted uniquely for those who appreciate the finer things. Unlike other luxury tequilas, Comos is aged in French oak wine barrels, infusing it with exquisite taste and unparalleled smoothness. A luxury so refined that most women prefer to savor it from a wine glass, letting its subtle complexities dance across their palate, or include it in that perfect cocktail. So when that moment arrives, the one that's just for you and your friends, elevate it with Comos. Ask for it by name at Pogos, Specs, or your local liquor store. Remember, you've earned this moment. You've earned Comos. So, Laura, you're a working mom. How is that to juggle that in Highland Park?
I have always been a working mom. I went back to work, I think, when my kids were 12 weeks old, both times.
Oh, my gosh. That was very soon.
So, yeah, but that was pharmaceuticals. You either went back or they would replace.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Easily replaced. So it's always been a challenge. And, of course, you make sure that you have the best help that you can have and the best support system around you. And, you know, I was thankful to have my mom come in, and my mother-in-law is amazing, and she was here as well. So we just juggled it. It was a challenge, but every day was a different day, and just trying to maneuver and plan.
Well, we love funny and exciting stories here at the Bubble Lounge, and I know for a fact, because I've been friends with you for a while, that one of your biggest goals was to have Troy Aikman come into your shop.
Gosh, how,
and that finally worked out. Tell us about that experience.
If you saw the DMs that I send to our local celebrities, it's hilarious.
And I do it too sometimes.
And I don't give up. I'm embarrassed to say that I don't give up, because I'm like, it can't hurt to ask. And then it may come to fruition. And that day, I was so thrilled, because he really is the epitome of health. So basically, when Troy Aikman walks through your door, you know, you have a little street cred, and your shoulders are puffed out a little bit, and you have a little bit more validity, I believe, like in the space. So that was a really exciting day, and I was so grateful to him, and he knows. I mean, I think I thanked him a million times, but I was really, truly grateful to have him in. But Nellie, you asked if he had...
Oh, what kind of services did he receive?
Yeah, so he did the Hocket. Mm-hmm. And the Hocket is basically our Lamborghini of all the saunas. It's 10 treatments in one. Boost your oxygen level, boost your immune system. He loved it, and he said he loved it. We hope he loved it. But if Mark Cuban would check his DMs, he's next. I've been that poor. If he checked his DMs, he might go crazy, because I've stalked him so much. But
it's probably his assistant.
Right. Maybe. Probably.
But that's good.
Yeah. You know? No, totally. But he's gotten a few too.
Well, I just think, you know, persistence pays off, and it takes a specific type of person to be able to own a business and have that persistency, because that is how you make things happen.
Yeah, well, it is. And, you know, and sometimes it's humbling too. And, you know, you do have to put yourself out there. And I have been embarrassed before, but I have kind of developed thick skin and just do the best I can. And at the end of the day, I laugh it off too. If someone blows me off, and I've had that happen several times, one Dallas Cowboy alumni said, "Not interested." And I just giggled, and I just said, okay, I get it. But so you just have to be able to take rejection, and it happens.
So now you're opening up in Houston, et cetera, and I know you're going to be very involved. How do you plan on juggling your family life with that as well, with your children and all the activities?
And that's my first priority, obviously, for my kids. I mean, I will never, ever miss anything that is that important for my children. So I have a senior and I have a sophomore. So luckily my senior is driving, and he's able to help with, you know, the carpools, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But he will be leaving in August. So there's lots to think about with my sophomore. But you know, we're in lacrosse together, and Martha and I both have our
lacrosse moms.
Yes, we are on the same team. And Woods happens to be the varsity gold captain. So there are more responsibilities that come with that, but juggling all of that, you know, thankfully I have really good friends who have been so helpful and supportive, and when they know when I'm busy and you know, can't fulfill my duties due to work or whatever it might be, I think that that's the beauty of our neighborhood is that everyone really does strive to help each other. We all mm-hmm. know that we're, you know, we're all struggling. We all have things going on in our lives and there's always challenges and sick parents and, you know, we all, you know, are just doing the very best we can. But I think that we all try to, you know, I think we do a good job of, you know, helping each other. And therefore, once you help someone else, they will help you as well.
Yeah. So. I mean, like they always say, it takes a village, you know, and that's a perfect example of that. Yeah,
it does.
And we are a village.
No,
our neighborhood.
We are.
Yes,
it's
very
real,
much so.
And we're so thankful and lucky to have. But, you know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't ask a friend for a favor. But, you know, they also know that they can always return the favor to me, too, mm-hmm. because I, you know. But with that being said, a full-time job, open 7 days a week, juggling, you know, right now 23 employees, and that will grow in Houston. It'll get interesting really quickly, I'm sure.
You need to get in the sauna right away.
I know, right? I need to get in the sauna for sure.
Yeah, that is a
especially
lot.
Especially today, this cold day.
That is a lot to juggle for sure. But, like, what keeps you up at night? What is your biggest concerns about being a business owner?
I mean, truthfully, it's just staffing the stores. That's always the biggest challenge. I mean, I'll give you a real life example. This weekend in the Dallas store on Saturday, we don't have anyone on the schedule yet. So guess who will be there?
You.
Me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's really hard to also to work the store by yourself. So those are the things that keep me up at night. And, you know, things happen. Girls get sick or, you know, sadly, you know, someone may pass away and they need to go to a funeral. Like there's always things that happen. So those are the types of things that having enough backup, mm-hmm. because sometimes you need backup. But right now I'm the backup. But, you know, when we open the Houston store, that, you know, that will change. So just getting that done. But I think every business owner, you know, struggles with that. I think it's always been a problem. I think it's always been a challenge. But I'm not afraid to get dirty and roll my sleeves up and work all day at the store and sling saunas and clean saunas and do all the things that we need to do to make the store thrive.
I really think what this episode is all about is just kind of finding that second chapter in your life. Like for me personally, doing this podcast was my second chapter. Yeah. Like I never pursued my broadcast journalism major and I waited until I was 50 years old to pursue it with this podcast. And I think there's a lot of women out there in our neighborhood that are like wanting to know what's next. Like their kids are getting older and they want to find something new to do.
And by the way, that was so brave for you to do and look at you. I mean, this podcast is amazing and has brought so many, well, you just helping other businesses, you know, get the name out there. You've been so supportive to all the local businesses. You and Nellie both have just been amazing to all of us. I'm so grateful for it. But second chapters are a great thing. And I think that, you know, if you have a gut instinct and you have something that you're passionate about at any age, and I have so many friends, even just, you know, the bloggers at 50 that start or, you know, whatever it is, health coaching, whatever you're passionate about, I would say absolutely go for it. Be cautiously optimistic, of course, but it's never too old to have a second chapter. You're never too old to have a second chapter. And it can be very fruitful and, you know, I guess in my mind, for me right now, just like making your kids proud to see that their mom can, you know, persevere and overcome. And, you know, we had a lot of things going on with COVID, but we made it. And, you know, so I think a lot of that has learning lessons for our children. They're watching us, you know?
Well, it's about reinventing yourself, really.
Right.
And I think that's the secret to life.
Yeah.
And you're doing a beautiful job of it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, it's been fun. That's all I can say. It's fun. If I didn't love it, I don't think it would have gone as well as it did. But I truly love every second of the day.
You absolutely have to love what you're doing.
I do.
Well, Laura, how can people find out more about you and the Ozone Bar?
Well, of course, we would be thrilled if you would follow us on Instagram. That would be super, super cool. The Ozone Bar. And we have a location, as we've talked about many times, Dallas, Plano, Houston's coming. Facebook, website. We're easy to find.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, you're always so inspirational.
Oh, that's so nice to say. You guys are too.
Well, that's been another episode of The Bubble Lounge. I'm Nellie Sciuto.
And I'm Martha Jackson, and we'll catch you next time.